KJAN Sports.
It is time for a check of sports. Good morning, I'm Jim Field. Well, the championships are now set for the boys' state football finals coming up this week in Cedar Falls Saturday in Class 2A semifinal play. It was Union beating Mount Vernon 49-28 and Boyden Hall Rock Valley topping Dyke New Hartford 49-14. In the 1A semis on Saturday, Western Christian beat Van Meter 35-14. Iowa City Regina dumping Denver 42-6. Your schedule looks like this. Thursday finals will start in the morning with the 8-man championship game. At 10:06, it'll be Harris Lake Park facing off against Don Bosco. That'll be followed at 1:30 Thursday afternoon, as Gladbrook Rhinebeck will play Bishop Garrigan. And then Thursday night at 7:06, it's the 3A championship, Webster City battling Pella. On Friday, the last three finals will be held, starting at 11 o'clock in the morning with Western Christian facing Regina in the 1A championship game. Union will play Boyden Hall Rock Valley at 2 o'clock in the 2A title game. And at 7 o'clock, it's Iowa City West and Dowling Catholic tangling for the Class 4A state championship. Those games all going on at the Unidome in Cedar Falls on Thursday and Friday. The Ohio State Buckeyes and the Louisville Cardinals both moved up behind number one Alabama in the Associated Press College football poll after the most surprising Saturday of the season gave the rankings a major makeover. Three of the top four, Michigan, Clemson, and Washington, five of the top 10, and seven teams overall in last week rankings lost to unranked opponents. Oklahoma moved up one spot to number 8, while its opponent this coming weekend, West Virginia, moved up to 10th. Oklahoma State is number 13 this week. On Sunday, Alabama was a unanimous number 1 for the first time this season, receiving all 61 of the votes. Ohio State is number 2, a season best for the Buckeyes, and Louisville is ranked 3rd, matching its best ranking ever. Number 4 Michigan and number 5 Clemson each dropped two spots, and number 7 Washington fell three places after losing for the first time. Wisconsin moved up a spot to number 6. Nebraska is number 19 in this week's poll. In the NFL on Sunday, Marcus Peters stripped Kelvin Benjamin with 20 seconds left. Cairo Santos kicked a 37-yard field goal as time ran out, and the Kansas City Chiefs overcame a 17-point deficit to top the Carolina Panthers 20-17 on Sunday. That game was tied when Benjamin caught a pass from Cam Newton and Peters ripped the ball from his arms. Santos' fourth field goal of the day split the uprights, lifting the Chiefs to their fifth straight victory and 17th win in their last 19 games. Eric Berry also returned a Newton interception 42 yards for a touchdown as Kansas City's defense came up with big plays when needed. Alex Smith threw for 178 yards, and Spencer Ware ran for 61 yards for the Chiefs, who failed to score an offensive touchdown. Newton threw for 261 yards and a touchdown and ran for 54 yards and a score for the Panthers. That game turned late in the third quarter when Chris Jones sacked Newton for a 12-yard loss on 3rd and 18 at the Kansas City 28, taking the Panthers out of field goal range. Instead of making it a three-possession game, the Panthers were forced to punt. The Chiefs kicked a field goal to make it 17-6 before Berry picked off a pass that Newton heaved into the air under pressure and returned it for a touchdown. Smith passed to Travis Kelce for the conversion, and Santos' third field goal then tied it with 4:25 left. Chiefs come up with a win, 7-2 now on the season for Kansas City after that win yesterday. Elsewhere in the NFL yesterday, it was Washington beating Minnesota 26-20, Los Angeles over the New York Jets 9-6, Philadelphia downed Atlanta 24-15, it was Tennessee over Green Bay 47-25, Houston beat Jacksonville 24-21, Denver got past New Orleans 25-23, Tampa Bay topping Chicago 36-10, Miami over San Diego 31-24, it was Dallas edging Pittsburgh 35-30, Arizona slipped by San Francisco 23-20, and Seattle a touchdown better than New England 31-24 yesterday. Well, in college basketball yesterday, the Iowa Hawkeyes connected on a school record 18 three-pointers as they rolled to a 116-84 victory over Savannah State in Carver Hawkeye Arena. Redshirt sophomore Brady Ellingson made 4 of 6 shots from behind the arc as he finished with a career-high 23 points.
Yeah, I felt I was in good rhythm. My teammates did a great job of finding me when I was open. We got the ball moving, and that's what happened.
The Hawkeyes registered 33 assists against Savannah State's pressure defense.
We knew it was going to be a hectic game, and we just needed to be strong with the ball. And we're a fast team. We like to play fast, so we didn't want to not do that, but we didn't want to play crazy and just focus on pass faking, moving the ball, making the right play.
Iowa coach Fran McCaffrey felt the Hawkeyes made some good decisions against the press.
I thought our shot selection was really good. I did not anticipate taking 43 threes, but I think one of the reasons we did is because we shot a good number. We made 18. I hope to have a few less threes and a few more shot fake drive, the closeouts, get it to the front of the rim. 19 offensive rebounds, that was part of the game plan.
Those 116 points are the most in Fran McCaffrey's six seasons as the head coach and tied for the seventh most in program history. Tyler Cook scored 14 points and Peter Jock added 13 for the Hawkeyes. Iowa's bench scored 76 points, led by Ellingson, who was used sparingly last season. Ellingson hit 7 of 9 shots, including 4 of 6 three-pointers. Iowa's 43 three-point attempts were also a school record. The Hawkeyes have won 39 of their last 40 non-conference home games. They're off now until Thursday. Iowa's 2-0. They'll host Seton Hall in a matchup coming up Thursday night. Elsewhere in top 25 college hoops, 6th-ranked North Carolina had no trouble winning its home opener for the 15th consecutive year. Joel Berry II dropped in 18 points, and Kennedy Meeks had a double-double as the Tar Heels ripped Chattanooga 97-57, and they improved to 2-0 on the season. Also set on Sunday, Isaiah Briscoe and De'Aaron Fox scored a career-high 21 points apiece, and Malik Monk added 16, carrying number 2 Kentucky to a 93-69 rout of Canisius. The Wildcats are 2-0 on the season. Isaac Hamilton scored 22 points, and 16th-ranked UCLA dominated the second half in a 102-87 win against Cal State Northridge on Sunday. In the NBA yesterday, Cleveland beat Charlotte 100-93, Minnesota over the LA Lakers 125-99, Orlando beat Oklahoma City 119-117, Golden State outscored Phoenix 133-120, it was Portland over Denver 112-105. In the National Hockey League on Sunday, Winnipeg over the LA Kings in a shootout 3-2, Vancouver beat Dallas 5-4, Minnesota topping Ottawa 2-1, Boston shut down Colorado 2-0. In a matchup of the teams with the best records in the league, Chicago edged Montreal 3-2. The New York Rangers beat Edmonton 3-1. In racing, Joey Logano raced his way into NASCAR's championship finale with a victory at Phoenix International Raceway yesterday. Defending series champion Kyle Busch finished second as he earned the other transfer spot into the final four. That race went to overtime and dramatically changed in the final laps as Matt Kenseth was headed to victory until a caution set up the first overtime attempt. Kenseth ended his title hopes by making contact with Alex Bowman's car. The second overtime pitted Logano against Busch for the victory, but due to the point standings, any 1-2 finish between them would get both of them into the finale at Homestead Miami Speedway. Jimmy Johnson and Carl Edwards are the other final four drivers. And in golf, Pat Perez was a winner in his third start since returning from shoulder surgery, taking the OHL Classic at Mayakoba. Perez closed with a 4-under-67 for a two-stroke victory over third-round leader Gary Woodland. And on the seniors' tour, Paul Goidos closed with a 4-under-66 to win the Champions Tour's Charles Schwab Cup at Desert Mountain in Scottsdale, Arizona. That is a look at sports this hour. I'm Jim Field, KJAN Sports.